That leaves only me to blame, 'cause mama tried.
Wow, Merle Haggard, everybody. The one and only Merle Haggard. Legend. Nick DiGilio here on 720 WGN. We're live in the Allstate studio on the 7th floor of the Trib Tower here till 5 a.m. Steve Grzanich with the opening bell at 5 and the great Steve Cochran at 6. And yes, Merle Haggard passed away at the age of 79. He passed away on his birthday. We'll talk more about Merle Haggard. And our first Triple Play Thursday edition will be Merle Haggard. And if you would like to request your artist for Triple Play Thursday,
yeah,
you can do that right now at 312-981-7200. Text it in, 312-981-7200. Hey, when Rick was here, we failed to mention that he is going to be appearing on the WGN-TV Morning News either Monday or Tuesday. They're not sure which day yet. But make sure you tune in for that. He and Mike Toomey are going to do some stuff and talk about the baseball songs and sports songs in general. So make sure you check out Rick on television on the great WGN morning TV news. It'll be on look for it for either Monday or Tuesday of this coming week. So make sure you check that out. Watch Rick on the WGN TV morning news, which should be a lot of fun. Merle Haggard was a country legend. Here's what they say about him. Merle Haggard knew the inside of prison cells and boxcars as intimately as he did some of the biggest stages in the world. He was a member of country music's Mount Rushmore, yet he never lost touch with his working-class beginnings. A singer who died Wednesday on his 79th birthday at his home near Redding, California, was battling pneumonia in recent months. "He was my brother, my friend, and I will miss him," says longtime compatriot Willie Nelson. "We've lost one of the greatest writers and singers of all time," Dolly Parton said. "His heart was as tender as his love ballads." In the 60s and 70s, he reinvigorated country music with one of the prime exponents of the no-nonsense Bakersfield sound. Haggard was not only a commanding singer and rhythm guitarist, he was an extraordinary songwriter with a gift for embodying the spirit of the everyday working people who made up much of his audience. His classic songs, among dozens of number one country hits, included "Mama Tried," "Sing Me Back Home," and they remain country music litmus test. Here was "The Heartbreak of Honky Tonk," appointed with twangy guitars and crying pedal steel and anointed with the sawdust of truth and expressed by a voice that always sounded older and more world-weary than its years. Johnny Cash once said to him, "Merle, you're what people think I am." Though Cash wrote about what prison felt like in songs like "Folsom Prison Blues" and gave concerts in penitentiaries, Haggard actually spent part of his life behind bars. He was an inmate at San Quentin outside of San Francisco in 1958 when Cash, then already a star, performed his first concert there. The year before, the 18-year-old Haggard was sentenced to 15 years in San Quentin for burglary. He served two and said it was Cash's performance that turned his life around. "He was a mean mother from the South who was always there because he loved us," Haggard once said. When he walked away, everyone in that place became a Johnny Cash fan. Haggard was born on April 6, 1937, in Bakersfield, California, to Oklahoma migrants. The youngest of three children, they lived in a converted railroad car just outside of Bakersfield. The region was a magnet for tens of thousands of white laborers and farmers looking for a better life in the West in the 30s to the 50s. The singer's father died in 1946 when Merle was nine, and the boy was soon running away from home and hopping trains. His life was a revolving door of juvenile facilities and reform schools, though he was entranced by country music and developed a talent on guitar. He began frequenting the Bakersfield clubs, which were home to healthy local scenes that included such future luminaries as Buck Owens. The stripped-down, hard-driving music stood in stark contrast to the increasingly orchestrated sounds of the Nashville country. A marriage in his teens that produced two children ended in shambles. He was paroled from San Quentin in 1960, went on to work for his brother's electrical contracting firm, and after hours dove into the Bakersfield club scene with renewed vigor. Owens heard him sing one night and was impressed by his voice, and he said he could sing anything he wanted to. He is in full control of his voice. He didn't connect really until the mid-60s, and then after that it took off. He was everywhere. Revered rock bands and counterculture figures such as the Grateful Dead, Creedence Clearwater Revival, John Fogerty, Graham Parsons, and Bob Dylan. He was perhaps best known as for his redneck anthem, "Okie from Muskogee," written at the height of the Vietnam War in protests in America. He said, "We don't burn our draft cards down on Main Street. We like living right here and being free," Haggard sang. His politics were complex, though he wrote the jingoistic The Fight Inside of Me and was invited to sing at the White House by then-President Richard Nixon. He also wrote an anti-racist song called Irma Jackson. He later softened his stance on hippies and counterculture and even inferred that Okie from Muskogee was a joke that got out of hand. It made him the biggest country artist in America at the time. Haggard's career derailed in the 70s when he got back on track, though, with Towns Van Zandt's Poncho and Lefty in the 80s with Willie Nelson. He would pay homage to his country heroes with regularity, including Bob Wills and Lefty Frizzell, and carried on the legacy of swing music and straight-ahead honky-tonk, which seldom digressed beyond its roots. He continued to tour and released acclaimed albums well into his 70s. Merle Haggard passed away at the age of 79 from pneumonia, and he died on his birthday. And here are some stars reacting to the death of Merle Haggard. These are some tweets that that came out from some of the legends. Charlie Daniels says, country music has suffered one of the greatest losses it will ever experience. Rest in peace, Merle Haggard. John Rich, mighty Merle Haggard was the greatest country songwriter of all time. And we shared many great memories, and I will miss him. And Tricia Yearwood said, rest in peace, Hag. One of a kind and the definition of legend. Brad Paisley says there are no words to describe the loss and sorrow felt within all of music with the passing of Merle Haggard. Thank God for his life and his songs. The Oak Ridge Boys says, Jesus, sweet Jesus, you love me as I am. Jesus, sweet Jesus, I've been washed in the blood of the Lamb. R.I.P. Hag. Travis Tritt said he was more than a great talent. He was a gifted poet. What a huge inspiration he was to everyone. Rest in peace, Merle Haggard. And Carrie Underwood said love and prayers to the Haggard family. Merle was a pioneer, a true entertainer, a legend. There will never be another like him. So we lost another music legend. It's a little bit tiring. It really does, to say the least. So Merle Haggard. And he will. We'll hear two more songs from him as part of Triple Play. Thursday, and then we'll open it up to you guys with your artist and your three songs on Triple Play Thursday. Yeah.